Let us worship God and sing to his praise in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear none ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. 23rd Psalm to God's praise, the Lord's my shepherd. Let us pray. O Blessed One, we are thankful tonight that we can approach Thee and to be able to know Thee as our Shepherd, as the One who guides and directs by Thy Holy Spirit, and that we have One who has gone before us, and that his footsteps are the footsteps that thy people ought to follow. And we thank thee that thou dost care for us, and that thou hast not left us to ourselves to wander in our own ways, but thou hast set out the way that we are to go, the manner in which we must live in our lives in this life, and ultimately to be received unto glory with thyself. And so, Lord, we are without excuse as far as these matters are concerned. because if we are thine, we can say that our eyes have been opened, our ears unstopped, and even our tongues unloosed, so that we can now truly sing and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so we bless thee and praise thee, most holy God, that in coming to thee now, that we can do so with a holy boldness and confidence, to believe that thou hast begun a work in our lives, and therefore that thou wilt continue it, and that thou art our great satisfaction in everything, and being such that thou art our sacrifice and our exceeding great reward. O, we bless thee that in the giving of thy beloved Son, and he in the giving of himself, that all that was required on the Roman stead of his people has been satisfied. And what will be required of us now is obedience. And as we look particularly to a coming Lord's Day, if we are spared, to be obedient to that holy command, do this in remembrance of me. And we bless thee that that is not something that thy people decline to do. And while they may feel at times their own unworthiness and their unfitness, nevertheless they do seek to be obedient and to know that they are doing thy will. And while there may be times, O Lord God, in thy people's lives, when they may struggle with knowing thy will, they may be considering at times if they are as they ought to be, and some decisions in this life having to be taken which may cause difficulties and may even cause doubts and fears. But here is one command that thy people never need to fear or doubt about. For if they love thee, they will do as thou would have them do, and they will partake, and they will remember, and they will be thankful. So, Lord God, we pray tonight that here, that thy dear people would realize the blessing that is theirs, and who here who have come to know thee cannot look but look back on their lives and at some point realize that they were brought from darkness to light. And while that may have been quickly and suddenly for some, and for others it is, as it were, just as the dawn breaking. But what matters, O Lord God, is to know thee at all, in whatever way we have come to know thee. We pray then that thou would bless thy people, that they would be encouraged, O Lord, tonight, that thou would be amongst us here as we gather. Oh, it would be foolish for us to be gathered here if we did not have the promise in thy word that where the two or three gather together in thy name, that thou wilt be there. And if thou art here, we can look for the blessing. Won't thou then, most holy God, pour out thy spirit upon us? Won't thou quicken us in our souls? Won't thou give to us that Holy Spirit that should characterize thy people as they approach thee? And that thou in thy mercy and providence would look upon us once again, being able to see us as we are in Christ, for we have hope nowhere else. Indeed, can we not say with another, to whom else can we go, for thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And so we ask, gracious God, that thou would be with us here, that the few of us who are gathered this evening, that nevertheless we are thankful that we can gather. And we pray for any who could be here but have absented themselves for no good reason. But we also think of some who cannot come for good and lawful reasons. But, O Lord, most of all, there are times such as this, that wherever we are tonight, that we would be those, if we expect to remember the Lord's death till he come, that we would be those indeed who would seek to prepare our hearts, and that we would realize the solemnity, but also the great honor and privilege that thou hast bestowed upon thy people to gather together around the gospel table, and also in that particular way, the table of the Lord. We do pray then that Thou would bless us here together. We think of those who would love to be here but who cannot be. We commit them to Thy care and keeping. We ask, most holy God, that Thou would solemnize us together. And in these days and weeks to come, that Thou would be amongst the people here. We pray for them. Pray that Thou would give them wisdom and guidance as they seek to know Thy mind and Thy will regarding a pastor. O Lord, we long to see and to hear in days and weeks to come of good news from a far country indeed. We pray that Thou would remember those who are in particular need tonight in different places. We think, O Lord, of the many missionary endeavors in Thy name. We pray that Thou would remember Thy people, some who are going through trials and difficulties that we cannot even imagine, and being faithful to the Lord, how they suffer for it, how they would love even at times, some of them, to have even one other believer to speak to. But in Thy mysterious providence, that is how it is for them. Lord, then remember them, keep them, uphold and sustain them and encourage them. And may we not be slow to pray for others who are in need. We would ask that Thou would remember Thine ancient people at this time, the terrible and tragic circumstances that they and those in Gaza find themselves in, or that they would see that there can only be peace through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and that all false gods will be set aside. We ask that Thou would remember us and our families and our loved ones. We pray for them and pray that Thou would uphold and sustain, that Thou would guide and direct, and that Thou would keep each and every one from sin. The need we have is great, but Thou art a great God and willing and able to save to the uttermost. Be with us now in our time together. Shut out of our minds everything that would distract us and help us to think upon Thee in all Thy beauty and glory and majesty and holiness. And the glory shall be Thine in Christ. Amen. Would you turn now to the Old Testament scriptures, the book of Exodus and chapter 12, Exodus chapter 12, reading some verses from the beginning. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next into his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it shall, until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord through your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his word so far, and may we know that it is indeed the word of God for us. We'll now sing in Psalm 106. And from the beginning of the psalm to verse 8. I love the Lord because my voice and prayer he did hear. I will call on him who bowed to me his ear. Of death, horrors, and sorrows did a compass round. The pains of hell took hold on me. I grief and trouble found. On the name of God the Lord then did I call and say, deliver thou my soul, O Lord, I do thee pray. God merciful and righteous is, yea, gracious our Lord. God saves the meek, I was brought low, he did me help afford. O thou my soul, do thou return to thy quest. For largely, lo, the Lord to thee his bounty hath expressed. For my distressed soul from death delivered was by thee, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling free. These verses, Psalm 116, 1-8, to God's praise, the Lord.
Oh, Lord.